Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parshas Shoftim. Elul Tavshin Peyalach. Good Chodesh to all. Learn Shabbat Nishmas. Rachel Parabas and Moshe. Pinchasar Ben Ramosha. My grandfather's family were taken Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul. Yudalei Ben Chaim. Esther Bas Chaim. Chaim Ben Sina. And Hinda Bas Yaakov. They should all have tremendous aliyahs and shalom. The first idea comes to us with the Kotz Karevi. Opening pasuk to our Parsha. Shoftim V'Shoftim Titen L'cha B'chol Sharecha. She makes sure to have policemen and judges in all of your gates. And the Kotz Karevi wonders, what's this lashon of titen lecha? What's the cha? The Shlach Kodesh says that every single one of us have to be able to be guard of the seven gates and the seven openings to our eyes and our ears for kedusha. But that's not what Kotzker says. Says the Kotzker, what's the obligation of a judge, of a policeman? You have to make sure to check and to be able to be mizboining. B'chol sha'arecha, she'tivchon v'tivto, kol pa'ula mipalosecha, im la'asosa olav. A judge or a policeman is someone to be able to make sure every action and every word and every text message and every email is done with the proper timimus, is done with the proper sincerity. And says the Kotzker, this is exactly why shoftim v'shoftim titen l'cha, we have to be obligated. We have to be obligated in ourselves. We have to take ownership. We have to make sure to be able to make sure to look in every single one of our deeds and every single one of our actions. Be able to make sure that it's done with Kiddush and Tahara. This is exactly what the Friedrich Rebbe wrote. The Lavash Rebbe made this famous in Hayom Yom from last week. In Hayom Yom, he writes that the month of Elul is the month of reckoning. And he says, listen to this. Each Jew must know. We think when it comes to Elul, we're only thinking about the bad things. Doesn't the Lavash Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, know? Each Jew must know the good qualities in his or her service of Hashem and strengthen those. He must also be aware of the deficiencies in themselves and in his avoda and correct those as well. Through this excellent preparation, one merits a good and sweet year materially and spiritually. But the Lubavitch Rebbe teaches us it's not just good enough to focus on the things that we've done wrong. We also have to focus those on the things that we've done well and be able to make sure to strategize. How can I continue those strong? How can I be able to make sure to cultivate it and to be able to continue it and going strong? And that's exactly the word of the Kotzker. What an incredible idea from the Kotzker Rebbe. The Chol Sharecha, Kotzker and the Frederick Rebbe of Lubavitch. Moving on to idea number two. Saying on the same pasuk, the Ginzei Yisrael, Yisrael Chorkov, the son of the Rishoner, says, "Shoftim v'shoftim titen l'cha b'chol sha'arecha." He gives a different view. He says, "What's the end of the pasuk? Asher Hashem alkecha nafshech, Asher b'chol sha'arecha, Asher Hashem nafshecha." Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu is your. You have to make sure your soul is from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Hashem alkecha nafshech l'cha l'shoftecha. What does that do with anything? Which Hashem Yerushim gives you. For your tribes, and have to judge. What's this going on over here? Says the Chorkover, the Ginzei Yisrael, Tita lechol b'chol sharecha. What does all your sharecha have to be? Like we said from the Shlach, but you have to make it says from the Shlach that all your shor and then all your openings have to be what? Asher Hashem alokecha. They all have to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They all have to be for the Rabbanu Shalom. Says the Chorkover, Asher Hashem alecha nosein lach, that everything that you do has to be for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. And this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. How does a Jew live 24/7? How does a person, a Jew live for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's very simple. That your achila, your shtia, your shiva, your shchiva, everything is with Yud-Hei. Everything is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. This is Rav Shechter writes in the Haggadah. In the back of the Haggadah, Rav Shechter on the Haggadah, highly recommended. Highly from Dr. Alan Weisman. You can get Rav Shechter on the Siddur, Rav Shechter on the Torah, Rav Shechter on the Gada, and Moadim. They're working on Chelek Beis now on the Torah, I believe Rav Shechter told us back in Boca. So he says, and from the Chovos Lebavos, there's no such thing as gray. Either it's a mitzvah, or it's an Aveira. Either something's helping my Avodas Hashem, or it's hurting my Avodas Hashem. Says Rav Shechter, that's the whole Avoda being a Yid. How is this part of my life helping my Avodas Hashem, or is it hurting my Avodas Hashem? Mitzvah the Ginzer Yisrael says that everything has to be L'Shem Shemaim. Everything we have to do is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake. And if it's not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sake, then maybe we have to make sure to take it out of Avodas Hashem. And Elul is the time to recalculate, to be able to determine what is part of my Avodas Hashem and what is not. And making sure that everything is L'Shem Shemaim. An incredible idea from Ginzer Yisrael, Rav Shechter, Kuran L'Chavos Olavos, and his Haggadah. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Al Shech HaKadosh. Yud Zayin Dalid. V'huga l'cha v'shamata v'drasha heiti v'inei emes nachon ha'dover nesda v'toeva ha'zos b'Yisrael. So right, the judges have to find out if this person is actually doing avodah zara or not. You have to listen. You'll be told, you will hear, and you're going to hear this. Says the Ashuch, a very important idea. Don't think that you're not allowed to hear these evil words. There's a time in life, if the person has to be able to do the proper thing, you have to do the proper investigation. Hadayonim shemedabrim levim ros oish chayovim, not just they're allowed, says the Ashuch. Chayovim, they're obligated. Lishmoa velachkor bedover. But someone else who's not a judge, someone else who's not obligated, he doesn't have the status, he doesn't have the role. It's usher for them. But the shemata is not just an allowed thing. It says the ashuk, it's an obligated thing. And if that's not your position, then it's usher. Elo, sometimes we're all so focused on our avodas Hashem. What about Adam Lachavero? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, one of the things that El stands for is Ish L'Re'eu U'matonos L'Av Yonim. Right? It's a pasuk Adam Yigal's Esther, but talking about Mishloach Maros, and talking about Matonos L'Av Yonim. To make sure to be so careful when it comes to our Ben Adam L'Chavero. Be super careful when it comes to Ben Adam L'Chavero, always. But specifically, when it comes into El, Ani L'Doi D'Vi D'Doi D'Li, before we come to our beloved, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants to say, do you care about your kids? Do you care about my children? Like the Arizal on his kever. A person should take upon themselves the mitzvah after the chamochah. The Magen Avraham brings this down lahalacha to say these words that I've taken upon the mitzvah after the chamochah. Why? So all this Ram explained. Because before you go to the dodi, before you speak to the tata, our father, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, do you care about my children? And that's the whole vort from the Ashuch. Not just are you allowed to do it, but it's a mitzvah for the dayan to be able to see if that vort is happening. And if it's not, it's usher. And it's a very important thing, says Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. To understand that Elo not just on either Dodi or Dodi, each Dayom Matanos of Yoinim, make sure to focus on our interpersonal relationships, and be able to understand that that's what Elo is all about as well. Incredible idea from the Ashuch and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and from the Sarma Gedoyish. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Imre Emes. Imre Emes was, I believe, was the third Ger Rebbe. He was the son of the Sas Emes. He was the great grandson of, not great grandson, he was the grandson of the Chidush Harim. No, excuse me. The Chiddush Harim was the first Ger Rebbe. His son passed away, so the Sas Emes was his grandson. So yeah, the Imre Emes was the great-grandson of the Chiddush Harim. Listen to this Imre Emes. Beautiful Imre Emes, Yud Zayin, Yud Tes. We're talking about the Melech. V'hayisim al-vekorabo koyomei chayav l'man yimal l'yiras Hashem al-kov. Lishmor, it's called Divya Torah. Basically, the king has to have the Torah with him, one that goes around with him everywhere he goes. Says the Imre Emes, l'man yimal l'yira. What does we teach you in this pasuk? Rak a delimit haTorah, only through learning Torah. Man yilmat yeshkiyam liyir shemaim chaadam liyira. A person wants to grow in their yir shemaim. A person wants to grow in their seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. It has to start with one thing: limud haTorah. Says the Imre Emes, leman yilmat liyira. Once you come to learning Torah, then you can come to yir shemaim. This is what all the svarim say. Elul. Obviously, we talked about the Indian of Ben Adam L'Chavero, but it also comes when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Comes to a limud haTorah. The Chavetz Chaim is famous to say that when a person learns Torah, Rosh Hashanah quotes this in Parshas Mitzorah, Rosh Hashanah Al Torah, and Dr. Alan Weissman brings this down. If a person learns Torah, you're coming into the presence of godliness. You're coming into the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, an image of an image, says the Chavetz Chaim. The Torah is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a picture of a picture. But at the end of the day, when a person wants to grow in their avodas Hashem, a person wants to grow in the Yerushalayim, it comes with learning Torah. Laman yilma l'yira. You want to get to Yerushalayim? Stir first. It starts with learning Torah, hunkering down. Even when we're having El in the middle of the summer, making sure that there's limud Torah happening in the morning, in the afternoon, and night. Not just learning Torah, but living Torah and breathing Torah and thinking about Torah. And that brings a person to Yerushalayim. That will bring a person to more of awareness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. We're incredibly different from the Imre Emes and from the Chavetz Chaim quoted by Rav Shechter. Moving on to idea number five. Idea number five comes to us from the Rebbe of Skolia, the Tzemach David, Rebbe David Yitzchak Isaac of Skolia. I know it was one of the Skolia Skolana Rebbe's yard sites. I'm not sure if that it was his yard site on Erev, but it was one of the Skolia. The Tzemach David, the third pasuk in Perek Yud Ches Shlishi. Zeh Mishpat Kohanim Eisa Am Eisa Zovcha Zevach Imshor Imseh. Basically, the Kohanim get a certain due from Klal Yisrael. They have to give him an ox. They have to give him a sheep or a lamb. And you have to get in the foreleg, the jaw, and the stomach. What's this lashon may eis ha'am? Not just talking about the gift. Not just talking about the gifts that the Kohanim get, the matanos that the Kohanim get from the Klal Yisrael. Says the Skolia Rebbe, a beautiful idea. That at the end of the day, you want to know how to grow in a person's avodas Hashem. Ha'mishpat l'mayla b'gobim rom mishpat ha'kohanim. You want to know how the Kohanim get judged? kashu lahanaga lamata meis ha'am. Kasha also chetz lamata ma'orim kineged zeh midas ha'chetzel yona. Meis ha'am. How are the kohanim getting judged upstairs? Meis ha'am. How are they, it all does, how are they caring about other people? How are they caring about the every single Jew? Are they making sure to go above and beyond? To care about every single Jew. Asuzdu the tata comes from Sulu de Lama. Sorry. From what happens upstairs comes from down here. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, know it's above you. A watchful eye listening ear. When everything's running down, Mishnah Perkevas, Parak Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Says the Baal Shem Tov, no. What goes above, Mimcha comes from you. Says the Tosha Rabbi, Ani the doidi vidoidi li. Once you're Ani the doidi, once you're in for your Avodas Hashem, then Vidoldi li, then the Rabbanu Shem says, I can come for you, I can help you. But about the time, so you have to come, you have to take the first step. Says the Skolia Rebbe, the Mishvah of Kohanim. What's the Mishvah of the Kohanim? Me'esa'am. How do they treat the regular people? How do they treat every single Jew? How do they treat their family members? How do we treat our family members? How do we treat our campers? How do we treat our students? And at the end of the day, then Rezocha to all the Bracha and all the Kedushin, all the Siyat, the Shema from up above. What incredible idea from the Skolia Rebbe and from the Baal Shem Tov and the Tosha Rebbe, whose Yartzeh was also last week. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off with the Chatzko Rebbe, Shav Dev Shav Tita and the Chah. What's the Shav Tita and the Chah? That every single one of us have to check in ourselves. We have to check in on our all Sha'arim, like the Shalak Kaddish says in all the openings, but we have to make sure to check and have an account. And as the Lubavitcher of the Fedek Rebbe said, we have to make sure not just to focus on things that we've done bad, focus on things we've done good, and make sure to cultivate and make sure to strengthen those things as well. As the Fedek Rebbe says, El to have a time of reckoning, it's a time of making sure to focus and to looking at every one of our actions and every one of our deeds. Beautiful idea of the Kotzka and the Frederick Rebbe. Second idea, for the same Pastuk, Rabbi Saul Chorker, the son of the Rishner. What is the Lashon of Asher Hashem Lechecha, Nosin Lach, after the Chol B'chol She'arecha? Is that everything we have to do B'chol She'arecha should be Asher Nosin Hashem Lechecha, that everything we have to do has to be for Lashem Shemayim, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, tells us, as the Shulchan Aruch writes, Simon Rish Lamalaf, how does the Jews serve a Chodesh Baruch Hu always, that Ashchiv and Yeshiva Achil Ashtiyah, everything's Yud-Hei, and Rav Shechta told us in the Haggadah from the Chovas Lababos, either something's a mitzvah or it's an Aveira. There's no such thing as Rosh Hashanah. Everything's supposed to help us in our Avodas Hashem to make sure everything's Hashem Shemaim. Beautiful idea from the Rabbi Yisrael Charkov and from the Shulchan Aruch and Rav Shechter according to Chavos Alvasa. Third idea of the Ashur Chodesh, V'hugel L'chavos Shemata. Not just is he allowed to, he's obligated to be able to hear if there's Avodas that are happening with the Dayanim. But a regular Jew, he can't hear because that's Lashon Hara. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch tells us Elul is a time, not just Anuni Dezi Doi Li, but the Ishtariya Matanas of Yonim, that the Ashur, the Arizal tells us before coming to for davening, you have to make sure, say panos la mitzvah after echad gemocha. How much more so before we come before Rosh Hashanah? Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see how do you treat the kids, how do you treat my family. We make sure to focus on our interpersonal midos, make sure on our patience and our anger and our bena the mechaber. A beautiful idea from the Asher Kadosh. Asher Kadosh Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and Arizal. The fourth idea there, Me'emes, Ma'al Yimod, Le'yira. When you want to get the Yir Shemaim, come to Limud Torah. You have to make sure to hunker down in the month of El for learning, even if it's still in August, even in the middle of camp. Make sure to hunker down in our learning. Because at the end of the day, Rosh Hashanah quotes from Chavetz Chaim, Ani Le'doid Yidoid Yilid, Chavetz Chaim tells us, at the end of the day, learning Torah is mamish being one with the Rabbanu Shem. It's being one for a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's the only way to be able to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the Sfarim tells us, when we daven, we talk to Hashem, and when the entire Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to us. Beautiful idea of the Me'emes and the Chavetz Chaim. The fifth and final idea of the Rabbi of Skolia. Zeyah, Mishpat HaKohanim, Me'esa'am. What does it mean, Me'esa'am? That the Mishpat of the Kohanim upstairs comes from Me'esa'am. How do they treat the regular people? How do they treat every single Jew? But at the end of the day, all the bracha from upstairs comes from us, says the Baal Shem Tov, Dal Malam Amcha. No one's above you, right? At the end of the day, if we treat people right the right way, Kadosh Baruch Hu would treat us the right way as well. If we treat people with patience and bracha and love and care and kindness, then that'll be a channel for us to get all the bracha from Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what Tosha Rebbe says, Ani Yedoid, if Yedoid Yili Arantan, my beloved is to me. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you take the first step. Conway, Ani Yedoid. Then if Yedoid Yili Bezoch to all the bracha, Bezoch Hashem. We have to make sure to do a proper checking, not just on the things that we've done bad, but things we could cultivate and do better. And the things we've done great, not get arrogant, but make sure that we continue strong, to be the Shem Shemaim, be able to make sure to focus on our Ben Adam Lechavero, make sure to focus on Alim and Torah, and as the Hashem, be able to make sure that to realize that every single one of our actions has tremendous bracha and tremendous ramifications for Kedusha and Tahara in our lives, Bez Hashem Shkach.